The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful Tuesday here, the 16th of May, and I'm sitting in Janet Cimarelli's office, and Janet happens to be on vacation. She will be returning on Thursday, the 25th, and her hours will be that day from 11 to 2. She'll be here on Friday from 4 to 7, Saturday 1 to 5. So if you want to see Janet, mark it on your calendar to be here on the 25th, which is a week from Thursday. We have a very, very exciting, special show for the women out there today. I don't want to leave out the men and say it's for men and women, because the show is geared for women. And some of the topics that we're going to be talking about today with our very special guest is aversion to cold, breast distension, fibrocystic breasts, sinusitis, fatigue, blood deficiency, and extremely heavy menses, and hypothyroidism. So these are the topics that are on the agenda for today with our very, very special guest. And our very special guest today is Dr. Buck Campbell. Good morning, Buck.
Good morning. Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me here. Like I said, this is my first radio show, so I'm a little...
Don't be nervous.
I'm not nervous, but it's different. Let me put it that way.
Well, it's you and I sitting here in Janet's office, a very comfortable, spacious office. Mm-hmm. We're on headsets, and you and I are conversing and trying to give the listening audience reasons to help prevent them from getting illnesses in the future.
And
that's the whole key about good sources of nutrition, is prevention. Mm-hmm. And it's been a belief of mine since I've been in the business, always look to prevent something from happening that you can prevent. You have control over everything you do, mm-hmm. and you want to try and do it for your body. And the most important way to accomplish that is by having good information from people who know what they're speaking about. And I consider to you a great spokesperson to help women understand how they can prevent some of these different points that mm-hmm. we have brought up at the top of the show. Mm-hmm. But first, I think our listeners deserve to hear about your background, because you have a most intriguing background that covers many different areas of what I would call homeopathic, conventional, traditional, Chinese, Western, and every way to help the body normalize themselves to prevent illnesses and disease from coming to them.
Yeah. Well, to begin with, when I was in college, I worked for a guy. He was considered the leading comparative psychologist of his time, Dr. Jeffrey Bitterman, and I worked in his lab for a while. Then I did nuclear discharge into streams with William Carr at the University of Florida. Then I did some research at the University of Florida, Shands Teaching Unit with autistic children. Back then in 1970, there were only 1 in 14,000 autistic kids. Now it's much worse. I also did some colonial studies of reef fish with the University of Miami for a while. But then I decided I wanted to see the world. I saw the world, and I was a flight attendant with Pan American Airlines. And I started to have a severe knee problem. And Pan Am had the best insurance in the world, the best. And I went to see these really good knee specialists. I don't want to mention any names, but they were considered the best of the time and charged an awful lot of money to my insurance. And they couldn't figure it out. And I was dating a Korean girl at the time, and she had a girlfriend that worked down the school that I later taught at. And she introduced me, and I went down to see Dr. Chen. She looked at my tongue and took my pulse, and she said, "What do you do?" I said, "I'm a flight attendant on Pan Am." She says, "You're very dry." I think your knee's dried out. So she palpates my knee. She says, yeah, it's cracking in there. There's no blood in your knee. I said, really? She says, yeah, I think you'll be okay. So you have four corners to your kneecap, the patella, and she puts four needles under there. It was almost painless. And then puts one in my right by my Achilles tendon, right anterior to it. And 20 minutes later, she takes out the needles. She says, walk around. So I walked around, and 3 minutes, the pain went away and never came back.
Interesting.
You know, boom. So what she said, I just got the blood going back there. She says, the job you're dealing with is very dry. I later did my doctoral thesis on that. And if anybody wants to go to healthforflightcrews.com, you'll see a 2.5-year study on flight crews, how they dry out over the years. The cabin air, depending on if you're a pilot or a flight attendant, is either 1 to 5 or 15% humidity, which is in some cases 22 times drier than in the Sahara Desert. So that you can see the progression of what the Chinese call yin or fluid deficiency over the years, and how it eats away at the body, usually from the lungs and skin in, because the lungs in Chinese medicine actually control your fluid balance. But anyway, so long story short, that's how I got interested. I was here in Miami, Dr. Brown School, God bless him. I did 2 years for my, in those days, it was a diplomat. And then I went another 2 years for my master's. And about 12, 15 years ago, I went out for my doctorate. I had to go to California 1 week a month, in which Stanford Medical
big facility.
Well, Stanford Medical staff came to our little college to teach us Western medicine version of the different pathology we're studying. And then they would fly in the best Chinese doctors they could to give their interpretation of what that disease was and what were the protocols to fix it. On top of that, I went to China every 6 months, which was an incredible. That's where the daylight really entered. That's where the lights all went on. I studied with a Dr. Chen, another Dr. Chen, God bless him, eighth generation herbal oncologist.
Wow.
Eight generations. His father's 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 father all were put in cancer remission with Chinese herbs, which a short story is we're the first doctoral program. There's like nine of us with the president of the university having the most posh dinner you could ever imagine. He's sitting across from me, and I said, how come I'm working with Dr. Chen, and I watch him put cancer remission every day? How come he's not famous? And we're working through the interpreter, because every one of our students, we got our own personal interpreter. And he says, well, I'll look into it. That's the last I heard of that. But then there was a Dr. Wu Boping. He spoke nine languages fluently, had been all over the world, translated all the old Chinese herbal books and acupuncture books into the individual languages, was fluent. And as we sat around a table with Russians, Yugoslavians, Norwegians, Americans, you name it, all around the table, Italians, he would talk to them in their individual languages fluently. He spoke better English than I did. But these are the guys that really, really influenced my interpretation of medicine. Interesting to note, whenever the Chinese doctors in China would give us a lecture, they was always stress, which is really unique, is that if you have a patient that comes to you with a constellation of problems, and there's a blood deficiency or there's something wrong with the blood, if you do not fix the blood first, you're not fixing anything. And that really stuck with me, because in our culture today, women are working day and night, and going back to the women, what we're going to speak about, women work day and night, and, you know, there's going to be, I'm going to get a little criticism for this, but, you know, they're not meant to work out day and night. They're meant to take care of the children at home. They're meant to take care of the home fire, so to speak. Now, that's a classical look, but when you take a woman who has this incredible reproductive system and you challenge it every day at work, it causes what the Chinese call injured blood. And the most demonstrative look at this is women who work out a lot. I mean, the first thing they do is lose their periods because there's not even enough blood to have their period. All right. And so fixing the blood is incredibly important, especially in a woman's view, in a woman's state of health. We have a lot of women who have heavy periods, who lose a lot of blood. And it's in catch-22 because when they lose a lot of blood, they're weak and fatigued, and there's not enough energy to hold the blood. So they lose more and more, and they injure their bone marrow. The bone marrow has to keep up with this. Now, in my practice, if a woman comes to me with injured bone marrow, which is about 1 in 10 because of different other reasons, we put them on bone marrow soup. Well, you know, the thing that fixes marrow is marrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you can give them all the vitamins you want, but it's the marrow that does the work. And if they can't nourish the blood cells in the marrow, you got a problem. So by nourishing the marrow, bone marrow soup, we ask them to get some soup bones, cook it for an hour, scoop out the bone marrow after an hour, let it cool, take that soup, put it in a blender, grind it up, put it in a refrigerator. The fat comes to the top and hardens. They can give that fat to their dog or the cat or whatever. But that clear liquid is the best blood tonic on the planet, and it really works well for nourishing the marrow and helping regenerate the marrow. And on top of that, you know the three best vitamins for blood regeneration is B12, folic acid, and B6. These are your three big hitters
mm-hmm.
that come into play. And I think getting those three together in a sublingual formula really helps. But to get the folic acid and B12 in a sublingual formula is important. The B6 can go in through the stomach. That's not going to get injured too much. We have some very interesting formulas. In Chinese, they call it Ba Zan Tong, Eight Treasures, which is an incredible formula, which in China, you know, who preach don't let the woman work too hard, have these women work 12, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is a like aspirin to women in China to regenerate their blood, to help nourish their blood. And there's no side effects to it, and it really helps nourish the blood very well. And we use that. And the B12, the folic acid, the marrow soup, cutting down on stress. All right. So if you follow Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez's work, he was very famous for putting cancer in remission. He was very good. I mean, he died 2 years ago of one of those doctors who died of suspicious circumstances. We won't get into that. But his thing was, one of his things in curing a person was that if you have an autonomic nervous system, the autonomic nervous system is in two branches, and they're definitely opposed to each other. You have the flight or fright, whether it's psychological, symbolic, or actually a physical threat, which your body kicks in terms of your sympathetic nervous system. And opposing that is the parasympathetic nervous system. This controls your digestion, also your skin, believe it or not, and your immune system. So they're directly opposed. So if you're in a culture that's in flight, we said these bombs bursting all over the mm-hmm. place, okay. You come from a culture, you know, if you come from a southern black culture where they've been persecuted in the deep south all the time, if you come, I've treated a lot of Jewish people who were either first or second generation from the concentration camps,
mm-hmm.
who are in this sympathetic mode. Their genes are turned on sympathetic mode. So what does that mean?
Well, before you give us an answer as to
yeah.
what it means,
mm-hmm.
we're coming up on an intermission,
okay.
which we have to take, give our listeners a break.
Okay.
And you're listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. This is Al Foreman. It's a beautiful Tuesday here in Margate, and we're listening to Dr. Buck Campbell express his thoughts and opinions and feelings about all the training that he went through to become a successful doctor in the way of treating women and some of their issues, which we're going to get into when we come back from the short intermission. So stay with us.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to lower your blood sugar and A1C levels? Do you want to lower your cholesterol levels and avoid medication? Janet's Best Cookies and Bars support weight loss goals and help burn fat while maintaining lean muscle mass. Help is on the way with Janet's Best Cookies and Bars. Great tasting. Medically formulated with a leading expert on weight management. The Janet's Best Cookies and Bars have the low sugar, high fiber, high protein content to support weight loss metabolism. Come into Save a Lot Nutrition Center for your free weight loss consult and an introduction to the weight management program using Janet's Best Cookies and Bars. Learn about the weekly weigh-in and free charting of your weight loss progress. Call 754-307-1655 for weigh-in consult hours. No appointment necessary. Just sign in. Call 754-307-1655 for available hours.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. I would like to introduce you to Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. You know, I've been helping people with their nutritional choices for about 30 years. And I have to thank Mr. Al Foreman and Save-A-Lot for letting me do this now and to save them a great deal of money.
Okay, so saving money and guiding customers to the right supplements, that's your specialty?
Absolutely. I love helping people, and I get such a thrill when people come back to me and tell me that I actually changed their life sometimes. You know, this is a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
I'm so glad that you had this opportunity to share your responsibility at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with our customers. Thanks so much, Tom.
Very welcome.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a Tuesday morning here, the 16th of May. Our very special guest is Dr. Buck Campbell, and we're speaking about the issues having to do with women and how they can improve them. The key point that we want to bring out, again, is prevention is still the best way to overcome future diseases, future illnesses, and future health challenges that you may have. The Save-A-Lot store is located in Margate. It's at 3105 North State Road 7, which is just a half a mile south of Sample Road. State Road 7, also known as 441, when you're coming south from Sample Road on 441, on the right-hand side, you'll see the Save-A-Lot Center store, which is located in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. The Penn Dutch Supermarket is on the north end. We are on the south end, right at the corner of Northwest 31st Street and State Road 7 or 441. Right now, we want to get back to Dr. Buck Campbell and talk about some of the issues that he has been able to help women with over many years. If you want to take down his phone number now, because he is open for receiving new clients, and the phone number is area code 305-760-2414. That's 305-760-2414. And his office is located in Hollywood on South Federal Highway. The address there is 940 South Federal Highway, and that's in Hollywood, Florida, which is not too far from where we are right now here in Margate. So, Buck, you were talking about the different issues, and one point you brought up, maybe our listeners picked up on it, was the issue of autism with kids. And you seem to say that this was a major issue, more so now than ever before.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to the you know, this is stepping out of the box, so to speak. But if you watch that movie Vexed, where they had the whistleblower from the CDC come out and say that one out of 35 black kids, males, is affected by autism, one out of 50 white males, and one out of 70 females. If we keep this up in another 10 or 15 years, one out of two babies is going to have autism, or the males, and one out of five will be females. Now, if you follow Dr. Blaylock's work, Russell Blaylock, he will give you the explanation of the triggering mechanisms for the astrocytes and microglial cells in the brain that react to the invasion of this of the quote-unquote live viruses, or they call them attenuated, but that's debatable. 92% of the vaccines are made in China, and they've been tested for impurities numerous times. You don't know what you're getting injected with. But in terms of the kid, you get an inflammatory response in the brain. In Chinese medicine, the brain's on fire. First thing you got to do is put the fire out. Then you got to rebuild the brain. It is a plague that is unsurmountable, and it's the 80,000-pound gorilla in the room that no one wants to talk about. And actually, for me, just to say this on the radio could be threatening a lot of people who have vested interests in vaccines. And I can tell you, before you put a vaccine into you, you may want to do a lot of research. You can go on YouTube and put in vaccine side effects. Dr. Muldoon, Andrew Muldoon, two PhDs in neurology and was a board-certified neurologist who did research in vaccines, brought to the fact that he could identify which cranial nerve was knocked out. So if you have a child that has a vaccine and one eye pulls out, that's the sixth cranial nerve. If it pulls in, it's the fourth cranial nerve up. It's the third cranial nerve. And if the tip of the mouth drops, that's your seventh cranial nerve. So if you have a kid responding to a vaccine, let's say their three-month vaccine, you would get that. That's not a lazy eye. It's nothing but a lazy eye. Your kid's brain is being attacked. And it can recover from that. But if you go ahead 3 months later and give them another hit, the probability of getting autism is much, much higher. So I'll leave it at that. But to go back to our original talk where we were talking about the autonomic and nervous system, where you have the parasympathetic and the sympathetic, and talking to women's health, okay? So they're under a lot of stress all the time. If they come from a background of a lot of stress, whether their parents were in Dachau or they come from a part of the world where there's a lot of militarism and they were under threat all the time. So the sympathetic nervous system's on overdrive. What does that mean? The sympathetic nervous system shunts all the blood to your muscles, your heart, your lungs, and your brain. It shuts off the digestive system, your immune system, and the skin. It shunts it off. It's opposed. So when this happens, women cannot generate enough blood to run their period. They don't have enough absorption levels. And a lot of these women are business women. They get up in the morning, and they don't like anything heavy on their stomach because their digestive system really is never turned on. They eat light salads. They'll eat a piece of meat. It's a little discomforting, but meat helps them overcome some of their helps meat turns on the sympathetic nervous system even more, even though the digestive system is off. So they have trouble with constipation and may even have some loose stools now and then. But you can see if you run on this system, the women are going to run into a lot of problems. And I'd say 20% of infertility today is due to the fact that women are running around with not enough blood. Now, if someone is stupid enough to want to commit suicide by cutting their wrist and bleeding to death, the first sign and symptom is that they get ice cold. They get cold. They start shivering. When a woman doesn't have enough blood, she gets cold. And it'll be in the middle of the summertime. They'll come into my office. They got a sweater on. Boom. You know, good morning, Campbell. You know, Dr. Campbell, you figured this one out. All right. So you say, do you get chilled easily? Oh, yes, yes, I get chilled easily. Do you have to sleep covered up? Yes, yes, yes.
So, well, explain one thing to me and maybe our listeners. When you say not enough blood, the body contains a certain amount of blood. Mm-hmm. If you're losing it for some reason, then, of course, it's draining from the body. But if there were no parts of the body that are losing the blood, how do you explain that the blood is not sufficient for the body?
Okay, so what we do is if you look at the tongue and it's very pale, they're very cold, and you feel the pulse, the radial pulse on the wrist, that's a diagnostic tool we have. So we can tell if there's, quote unquote, not enough blood to fill the vessels. If the pulse is very deep, very fine, or very soft, where you press it and it disappears. In Chinese medicine, that's blood deficiency, or they call it blood shu. All right. And, you know, that woman could go to get a Western blood test and it looks totally normal. And that's the paradigm of Western medicine. Most of those doctors are trained to treat blood tests. And you know what? If you don't lay hands on your patient, if you don't palpate, if you don't feel your pulse, if you're not taught to read a pulse, if you're not taught to read a tongue, you could be in trouble. So this cold woman comes in. I look at her tongue. It's as white as a wall, you know, white as a sheet, and it's shrunken. Its tongue is shrunken because there's not even enough blood to fill her tongue up, okay? And I feel her pulse. It's very deep. It's very thin, or it's very soft. You know, when I press the pulse, it disappears. This is all signs and symptoms of what blood, the Chinese call blood deficiency. So even though she gets a blood test and she says, well, my doctor says my blood's perfect. And I said, oh, really? You know, yeah. Okay. So the other part of this is that, okay, there's two things going on here. So you have the sympathetic on overdrive. She's not absorbing enough food. The other thing is the sympathetic really puts the thyroid in overdrive, all right, and the adrenal glands in overdrive, okay? So what happens is the thyroid is in iodine overdrive. It needs iodine, and there's no iodine in the food. All the food is deficient. There's none, all right? The best way to get iodine in for now is to go to a bar and get the sushi. You'll get 2,300 micrograms of whatever you roll of that seaweed, okay? Which is, you know, it's probably saving a lot of women who like sushi. And it's a really good source of iodine and selenium. And if you watch Dr. Tenpenny, Cheryl Tenpenny, she's a big advocate for vaccines, but better understanding of vaccines. But she also did a lot of research with thyroid and iodine and selenium. And it turns out that selenium is a major component of fixing the iodine to L-tyrosine. You got four iodine to an L-tyrosine to make your thyroxine, your T4 and your thyroid. Then it has to be broken down. And when it's broken down, it uses another selenium enzyme to do that. And that's my phone. But when there's a lack of selenium or iodine, especially selenium, there's a peroxide that builds up, and it injures the tissue, which contributes to the dense breast tissue in the breast, because the breasts are glands, they need a lot of iodine. When they don't get enough iodine and selenium, they get this peroxide buildup, which causes blood stasis. Now, in China, when I studied with Dr. Chen, he said the main cause of cancer was blood stasis.
Right. Explain that.
Well, blood stasis, all right. What is, if you want to understand what cancer is, then you have to go back to Gonzalez's work, who goes back to John Beard's work in 1906. Pierce and a whole bunch of other people came up with this. But
Well, why don't we do this? I'll give you time to think about that.
No, I got it.
But we're coming up on an intermission.
Okay.
It's that time of the hour. We have to take a short intermission. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today is Dr. Buck Campbell. And we're speaking about the women's issues and how women can improve them by using certain supplements to help overcome different challenges that they may have. So we're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned, and you'll enjoy the rest of the show.
All Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We have a great show today, and we're speaking about some of the women's issues that women face as they go through life. And again, one of the best ways to overcome some of these issues is that you want to take preventive measures to help you prevent them from happening. And our very special guest today is Dr. Buck Campbell, who has a practice down in Hollywood at 940 South Federal Highway. And his phone number, if you want to make an appointment to see him, he is a doctor of acupuncture and oriental medicine. And his phone number is 305-760-2414. Again, 305-760-2414. And I think we left off with the blood question about blood stasis.
Yeah. Well, in order to deal in the cancer, you have to go back to John Beard's work with pancreatic enzymes and how they control cancer cells or how they prevent cancer cells. And I mean, I'm going to give you the short version really quick. And Nicholas Gonzalez followed this protocol and was very successful. I mean, I think he had an 80% success rate with cancer. He was really good. But anyway, if you go back to the time of conception where the egg comes down the tube and goes up into the uterus and implants itself, now that cell that implants itself is called a trophoblast. This trophoblast has a unique personality. And this personality is exactly like a cancer cell. It has to bore through the epithelium. It has to go through the basement membrane. It has to go into the stratum. It has to go all the way into the tissue. It sets up angiogenesis. No other cell does angiogenesis. And the placenta spreads like wildfire for the first 55 days in the uterine lining. So on the 55th day, it calms down and becomes the placenta. So what is that? Why does it calm down? Well, that's the very day that the pancreas comes on board on the fetus. When those enzymes hit the trophoblast cells, they calm down. They stop their angiogenesis. So as John Beard, back in 1906, came out with a paper, I think it came out in 1914 or so, where that he could control cancer in animals and in some human studies, he developed an injectable pancreatin that really worked well on cancer. And that he later found out through meticulous work that the placenta inundates the fetus with these stem cells, or he called them wayward trophoblasts. Every organ in the body gets these. You get a brand new intestine every 5 days, the lining of your intestine. The epithelial cells shred off, and you get a new lining. The thing that's responsible for that is your trophoblast cells. your liver has trophoblast cells in the ducts. The breast cells, the milk ducts are all low with these epithelial cells. Okay, or these stem cells, if you will, underneath the epithelium. When they shred off, it's the stem cells that regenerate the new lining. Now, when these are real trophoblast cells, they're undifferentiated, they have no function other than regenerating the mature cell that actually does the work. Okay, the trophoblast is just stem cell. Now, when the egg comes out and implants itself in the uterus, it has 16 days to drill through that uterus, drill through there and get a blood supply. If it doesn't do it in 16 cells, it troughs off and dies. It has an incredible, voracious appetite to drill through. Okay. And there's forms of cancer women have that if the fetus dies before the 55th day, that placenta will turn cancerous and kill the mother.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Well, they can fix it now. Actually, it's one of the few cases where chemotherapy works. Go figure that one. But anyway, so that drive to drill through the epithelial into the basement membrane into the stromal really is part of this undifferentiated trophoblast. All right. Now you got trophoblasts all through your system. Now, you know, separating Dr. Chin's work in China, this says that cancer only appears when there's blood stasis. Now, if you figure that out, every cell, and this is Gonzalez talking with Don Beard and another Dr. Kelly and a few other people who came in with this. When you lack a blood flow, the things that keeps the trophoblast or your stem cells in check, in other words, they don't drill for oil and become cancer cells, is the pancreatic enzymes.
So you're saying that pancreatic enzymes specifically are most important for women to be using.
According to Dr. Gonzalez, and you can go on YouTube and look up Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. One of his best is "What Should I Eat Part One? What Should I Eat Part Two?" And it goes into the cancer and the trophoblast and how diet controls. And he also gets into this autonomic nervous system, okay? Because if a woman has breast cancer and she's in sympathetic over mode, unless you bring on the parasympathetic to digest food, to get her some food, she's going to be in trouble. And strangely enough, the two minerals that actually work well is magnesium. Magnesium crawls into what they call the pre and post ganglion connection right outside the spine to shut down, to quiet down the flight or fright, the sympathetic nervous system. Potassium turns on the parasympathetic. And there's books written about it in the turn of the century by the Price Pottinger Foundation. It's got books all over it. Thousands of patients tested with all these minerals, and it really works.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, he would balance the parasympathetic to sympathetic, okay. He would give him the pancreatic enzymes. And then the other thing about cancer is that it's extremely tough. When you break down a tumor, it's like cobra venom. It's toxic. And where does it wind up? In the liver. So you'd have these liver detox mechanisms, which, you know, he got criticized by Western medicine for. But what he got criticized for was in the compendium of Western medicine in the Merck Manual up until 1977. It went from 1899 to 1977, coffee enemas were in the Merck manual. They were also in every nursing manual to detox the liver. And there were hundreds of research projects on detoxing patients. And you can look that up. If you do Nicholas Gonzalez coffee enema on YouTube, you can watch that. It's pretty interesting. If you want to detox, I work with a woman next door to me who does a very good colonic liver detox, and also she does lymphatic drainage, which is, you know, it's everything but the kidneys, and she really detoxes you well. And I'd say over half the patients I send there come back to me, she says, they would say that's a miracle. Mm-hmm. I feel so much better now. when you detox, you know, your heart has to suck the blood from and through the liver. So we feel a pulse in Chinese medicine. We can feel how much blood is actually moving through that liver. So at the tender age of 72, you know, I detox my liver. I do a coffee enema every week, okay? My heart, according to my pulse, is going, all right. Someone who goes to Wendy's every day and eats garbage and, you know, doesn't drink really clean water and their liver's really packed up. They have digestive issues. They have breathing issues. They have all kinds of issues because, you know, the heart has to suck the blood from and through the liver. When that's clogged and you feel the pulse, we call it a wiry pulse. So when you have this surging pulse that feels like a piano wire under your skin, that's that. My interpretation, although a few Chinese doctors would cringe at this. I see my doctors in China cringing at this. But my interpretation, my heart is going, somebody with liver qi stagnation or phase two backup in naturopathic medicine where the liver is congested, their heart's going. Now, what happens? In a woman who's especially blood deficient, whose liver is congested with the diet, by 2 or 3 o'clock, she's history. She's got to take a nap. She's fatigued. She can't douche. She's cold. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You can just see the implications of liver qi stagnation on top of everything else. And the other thing is, right before the period, the liver has to store blood. If it's full of garbage, it can't store that much blood, so they have a very light period, no period at all. You know, it goes on and on. Everything affects everything, so...
So how would you recommend a woman overcome that?
Overcome what?
The condition of a blocked liver.
Well, like I said, the best way to detox your liver, all right, is a coffee enema. There's nothing like it. I mean, you see immediate results. Immediate. And then there's other things where you can do a liver flush, where you can take like 12 ounces of grapefruit juice with a cup of extra virgin cold-pressed olive oil, mix it together, and take that at night and then do a coffee in the morning, and you'll see little stones come out like there's crazy. If you're really old and that doesn't work too well, you can do 4 tablespoons of Epsom salts, magnesium sulfate, and 8 ounces of water, and that'll dilate the ducts better and push it through. You know, and this should be all done under a physician's guidance who knows what the hell they're doing.
But these are all points that you help women overcome when they come visit you.
Yeah, yeah.
This is all part of your speaking to them and explaining to them the many different things they have to do to overcome the problems they have.
Right. So here they are. They come in, they're cold, right? Dense breast tissue. Now also, you know, when you have when your thyroid isn't working properly, you can get cysts and nodules in your thyroid. When you have fibrocystic breasts, not enough iodine to run your breast, you get cyst nodules. The same thing happens to your ovaries, cyst nodules in your ovaries. Boom, boom, boom. So a woman comes in cold. I say, do you have breast distension? Does your breast hurt before, during, or after your period? Or do you have dense breast tissue or fibrocystic breasts? 9 out of 10 times she'll say yes. I said, do you have mid-cycle pain a week after your period stops and you start to ovulate? Do you have pain? Have you ever been diagnosed with ovarian cyst? You know, 7 out of 10 times they'll say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have sinusitis? Because what happens is when you're cold, the blood cap, the capillary beds are constricted. All right. When you have constriction in the capillary beds in the sinus cavity, that's when they're open to invasion, and they're really invasion. And then also the uterus is open, the vagina is open to invasion too, because there's not enough blood to run down there, so that you get yeast infections. And here they go to the MD, and 9 out of 10 times the MD wouldn't know a probiotic could be tripped over it. You know? And so he prescribes. So what happens is the yeast crawl in there at first, usually get a secondary bacterial infection. So now you got the bacteria rolling around. It gives you an antibiotic, but 70% of women within 2 weeks of getting an antibiotic get a yeast infection. So if they go there with a yeast infection, that's gone south. In other words, there's blood and there's yellow discharge, and they take the antibiotic. they feel good for a couple of weeks. But what, you know, antibiotics are made out of fungus. So what you're doing is you're fertilizing the next round for the yeast, which is a fungus,
right,
to bloom again. So they keep on going back and forth. Luckily, we have herbs to kill both. All right, and then you use your product here. I can't, you know, you sell here. Renew Life, Woman's Vaginal Ultimate Flora, 50 billion. One with every meal for like 3 weeks, and boom, done.
Good advice. We're coming up on our last intermission, and we're speaking with Dr. Buck Campbell, and we're speaking about some women's issues that women should look to correct. And one of the best places to go to correct it is to visit with Dr. Buck Campbell in Hollywood at his office. And the office is 940 South Federal Highway in Hollywood. And if you'd like to call and make an appointment, the number is 305-760-2414. That's 305-760-2414. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with the rest of the show.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza, 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We're coming up on our last part of the show, and our very special guest today is Dr. Buck Campbell. For the people that have called in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here, we're very sorry if you're not hearing the show on AM. You can switch over to FM, which is 95.3 FM, and listen to the show. But I have a much better idea for you. If you, any reason you missed the show, just go to our website. And the website is, again, www.saveALotNutritionCenters.com. And click on the archive section of the website, and you'll be able to re-listen to any show that we've done, including the one that we're doing today, which will be on the website as of tomorrow. So anybody that would like to re-listen to the show and get these major points that Dr. Buck Campbell has been stressing, go to the website, www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. It's S-A-V-A-L-O-T, NutritionCenters.com, and you can listen to the show again and again and again and get all the useful information mm-hmm. that you need to improve your overall health. Mm-hmm. So getting back, Buck, to the issue of women with the blood factor that their body is not functioning properly. Mm-hmm. What are some of the recommendations when people come to, or women come to see you in your office?
All right. Well, some of the going back to one's heritage, you know, the Gerson Clinic, no matter what your background or heritage or genetic framework, they would always recommend a vegetarian diet. You got everybody coming out with all these diets. What I can tell you is that if you're a vegetarian, you're in trouble, especially if you're a woman working 12 hours a day with the kids and at work. You need meat. Not a lot, but you do need some red meat. Uh-huh. I mean, there's no question about that. Vegetarian women come into my office and they're totally depleted. They have great blood work. Oh, you know, there's cholesterol. Everything's really good. But, you know, if you – it's – it. You need – red meat makes blood. chicken makes great muscles, you know. Duck makes, believe it or not, is a red meat that makes fairly good blood. Turkey, all that stuff doesn't do it. You need at least, if you have a blood deficiency, if you're losing a lot of blood, you take the bone marrow soup, you need at least 3-4 ounces of very rare, just enough to kill the bugs, red meat a day. If you're so repugnant for that meat that you just can't do it, make sure you get enough B12, folic acid, and B6. And if you can tolerate fish oil, because a lot of these people cannot tolerate fish oil, but some can if they can, you're going to help mediate the inflammatory response that you get from being a vegetarian. Vegetarians are more likely to get Alzheimer's because they're not getting enough. They're getting too much omega-6, not enough omega-3. You know, the DHA and EPA in fish oil is essential for brain. Your brain is mostly, you know, fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also your liver. You know, your liver is fish oil, cod liver, liver oil. You need liver oil to run the thing. Otherwise, the liver has to convert alpha-linolenic, linoleic acid into DHA and EPA and gamma-linolenic acid. And the older you get, you know, it's not that good. And if you've stressed your liver out with liver qi stagnation by eating GMO foods, which are the worst today, you know, drinking really bad water with a ton of fluoride and chlorine and all that kind of stuff, and they're also putting ammonia in it. I mean, your liver is really running for cover, you know, and it really doesn't have time to really do any of this. You need some red meat. Now, the ones I've been able to turn around really quickly follow the protocol. They take the herbs, they take the B12 folic acid, B6, they take the bone marrow soup, take the bison tongue, they eat the red meat, and after 3 weeks, they start coming around. My God, you know, they got enough energy to do what they need to do. Their period comes around. At first, it comes out with a lot of clots because there's been not enough blood to run it down there, and some of the lining has stayed in there from period to period, but after you get the blood movement down there, they get these big wads of clots, that comes out, and then all of a sudden they feel better and there's less pain. In fact, pain usually disappears when there's enough blood going around. And the other constituent, of course, is iodine. You know, a woman needs at least 3,500 micrograms of iodine a day. You either take 10 or 20 kelp pills a day or you get a good source of iodine, all right? And also you need selenium. If you're in bad shape, you take a therapeutic dose of 400 micrograms a day. If you're okay, you can take 200 micrograms a day. If everything's working right, you have none of those symptoms, you can take 100 micrograms a day.
That's really good points. I like your theory about the B vitamins, the B6, the folic acid, and B12. Mm-hmm. I think the B12 would really help a woman that may be having difficulty with the energy level.
Mm-hmm.
And we have B12, and the most accepted form is a 5,000 microgram of methylcobalamin.
Yeah.
And it works very, very effectively for women in helping improve their energy level as well.
All right, but here's a go. So we get these women, they have fatigue, but they go to their MD, and he gives them a B12 shot, which is the best way to get a B12.
1 milligram.
1 milligram. They get a shot, right? So they feel great, but then all of a sudden, after about this 6 or 7 shot, they're not feeling so great. Why? Because when you get a shot of B12, it's concomitant to be used with folic acid. So you're burning up all your folic acid with that big shot of B12. You're not taking a folic acid concomitant with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going into a folic acid deficiency after your second shot.
Do you believe in using the methylfolate form?
Yeah.
Which is probably the most absorbable form that's available today.
That's what they say. But, you know, you have 4 ounces of red meat, you know, you might be able to avoid needing that. But if you're a vegetarian, your inflammatory markers, homocysteine levels, the average homocysteine level of a meat eater is around 10, 12, all right? You like it below 10. The average vegetarian's around 27.
It's a big difference.
Their arteries are on fire, you know, and they get Alzheimer's 10 times more than a meat eater. Now, they don't get a heart attack or stroke until they're turning 40 or 50, but by that time, their arteries are so corroded because they didn't get enough B12, folic acid, B6. They didn't get enough, also the omega-3s. You know, they're missing omega-3s, you know. And then they may be stupid enough to use canola oil and all that other garbage that they push on them, and, you know, processed oils that have been cooked, and they get their electrons stripped off so that they're totally polished and stripped, and they take electrons and become totally sedate in the system. It's, you know, we're living in some really interesting times. I mean, here they're telling us vaccines are safe and effective, and if you do some research, you might question that. The food, the GMO foods, like the, up until about 3 or 4 years ago, they, you know, the big farms have these huge fields, especially the grains, the barley, the oatmeal, the wheat, the corn. You know, they have these huge fields, but they don't ripen at the same time. So what they do now is they'll spray the field every day for a week, morning and night, with glyphosate, Roundup, so that it all dies at one time. Mm-hmm. And so they can harvest it at one time. But meanwhile, the plant is inundated with this stuff. How does it kill a weed? It kills a weed by locking up its minerals. But it also attacks the cytochrome 450 enzyme in your liver and prevents you from making bile, or slows down your bile production, so your liver can't detox.
Good
can you
point.
Think of it? Do you see the stupidity of this stuff?
Well, Buff, we're coming up at the end of the show. I want to thank you very much for being our special guest today.
Yeah.
And for those people that would like to get in touch with Dr. Buck Campbell, his office number is 305-760-2414. That's 305-760-2414. His office is located at 940 South Federal Highway in Hollywood. So for those women that are experiencing some of the difficulties that we've been able to discuss this morning, I think it's a wise investment on your part to get in touch with Dr. Campbell and remedy the issues that you are facing. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I want to make mention that we are open today until 8 o'clock tonight. I want to give a special thanks to Dr. Buck Campbell for being with us and giving us all this great information. Buck, we hope to have you on again real soon.
God bless you for all that you do and have done.
Thank you very much.
You're a star in a galaxy of useful information, and you bring it in.
We'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Bye-bye, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.